Get going here. Start. There we go. There's our recording. Hello, everybody. This is Carrie Lemoy. This is the Monday, October 2nd, 2023 VC Edu call. Today, our topic is we have Open Wallet Foundation here today. This is kind of a, you know, in preparation for Plugfest next week, where we won't be having this call because we'll be at Plugfest. But we thought we'd keep up with the wallet theme and are happy that folks from the Open Wallet Foundation are here today to tell us more about what they've been working on there and let you know what they're about. So that's going to be great. Also, I've created a document for us to do a little bit of ideating for IAW sessions that I can share later. But most of all, we'll meet with Open Wallet Foundation, see if there are any questions there, and then we can also check in to see if there's any Plugfest logistics questions. And we're going to plan on ending at about a 50-minute call. Okay, let me go through the boilerplate really quick here, and then we can get started. So the first thing is IP note. Of course, anybody can participate in these calls. This is an open call. We are part of the Credential Community Group. But if you are planning to do any, make any substantive contributions to the CCG, including participating in Plugfest, then you should join the CCG. In the agenda email that we sent out, there are links and information on how to do that. Secondly, you may have noticed that we are recording this call and also that there is a transcriber in the chat right now. It's a robot transcriber. It won't be perfect, but it does a pretty good job, actually. So keep an eye there. Feel free to, if you see it really flub something up, you can always do a regex to replace words. I'll put an example of that in the chat for you. You're not familiar with that. Next, why don't we see if there's anybody here who would like to introduce themselves or would like to reintroduce themselves? So I'll open up the floor. Oh, actually, before I do, sorry, one important thing. For those of you who aren't familiar, we do a queue system for participating in the call and asking questions and chatting. And so what we do in the chat is we type literally the letter Q and a plus sign to add yourself to the queue, or a Q and a minus to remove yourself. Also, Jitsi has a hand at the bottom that you can use. You click on in the dashboard to raise or lower your hand. Okay, so that said, is there anybody here who'd like to make some introductions or reintroduce themselves to the group here today? If I'm going to pronounce your name wrong, but can you tell me how you say it, please, so I don't?
It's Yella Milliner.
Yella, yeah, okay. Thank you, Yella. Welcome.
First time here. Introduced by Simone to join in. I'm Jelle Milliner from Impierce Technologies, a Dutch self-sovereign identity startup that has recently released the Unimi identity wallet that supports verifiable credentials for the educational sector in a project together with Tango Labs that is also here today. They are here more often, Adam, so this is the first time joining for me.
Oh, this is great. Thank you for joining us. Yeah. Could you put a link to your company in the chat for us?
Yeah, we'll do.
Thank you. Would anybody else like to introduce themselves? Okay. How about announcements? Does anybody have any announcements they'd like to make? If so, you can queue yourself up. And we'll call on you to make your announcements. Morgan, you have the floor. Hello.
Hello. I am speaking on behalf of Digital Bazaar, and I just wanted to let people know that we have been running office hours on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Time for the Verifiable Credentials Playground, previously known as the Chappy Playground. So if you are maybe working on your demo for Plugfest 3 and you need help integrating with the playground, tomorrow at 11 is a good time to come and ask questions.
That's great. Thank you so much. Hey, does anybody else have any announcements? Sharon, not to put you too much on the spot here, but is there anything you want to tell folks about Plugfest?
Okay, so I think the key deadlines are that your video will be due this week, so definitely get working on those. And go to the office hours if you have questions. It's been fun to see people working together on the Slack. So if you are part of the Plugfest cohorts, okay, so we'll do this. Three things. Number one, your videos are due this week. Number two, if you're not currently working on the Slack with other of the cohort participants, send me a message. And then the third thing is demo day is next Monday. And so I posted into the listserv how to link to that meeting, which is going to be both virtual and in person if you're at IIW. If you're going to be at IIW and would like to participate in person, please send me a message and we will get that set up. We'll get you the logistics for that. So again, the videos are due today. And for all of you who are, yes, thank you for posting the participant guide. For all of you who are participating as wallets, we have three different verifiers that you can, I think, that are currently working that you can use to demonstrate your interoperability with. Consult the participation guide and ask your colleagues on the dev Slack if you have any questions. And I think that's it.
Excellent. Thank you, Sharon. Okay, if nobody has any other announcements, and also, you know, you can cue yourself later if you think of something, but why don't we move on to our main topic, and then we can take it from there. So today we have leadership from Open Wallet Foundation. I think Tracy, Daniel, and Torsten are here to tell us more about the work that you've all been doing. I'm not sure who to hand it over to. Maybe Tracy, should I start with you?
Sure, I'm happy to start. So my name is Tracy Kurt, and I am the Technical Advisory Council Chair for the Open Wallet Foundation, and I also work for Accenture as an architect and an open source advocate. So I'm very happy to be here and to talk through what we do have. But before we get there, I will hand it off to Daniel to introduce himself.
Hi, it's a real pleasure to be here. Thank you very much for the invitation. I'm just executive director. Tracy is a lot more important probably for this call than I am, but I'm really glad to be here.
Great. Thanks, Daniel. It's great to have you both here.
So this is my first time using this tool, so I'm going to attempt to share my screen, and we will see how that goes.
All right.
All right, so hopefully you can see the presentation. And if I go to slideshare mode, looks good?
Looks good. Do you happen to have a link to the slides that I can put in the chat?
I do. Let me just throw that in here.
Perfect. Thanks, Tracy.
There you go. No problem. All right, so let me find my screen again. All right, so put this slide deck together. It's just kind of an introductory slide deck into what the Open Wallet Foundation is. I'm happy to take this in any direction that you would like to, but, you know, if you do have any questions, just let me know. I can't see the queue, so if somebody does have a question, just stop me, and I'm happy to answer those questions. All right, so the Open Wallet Foundation, what is it? So I know I've seen some of you on the calls before, so this shouldn't be new to you. But for those of you who haven't heard about the Open Wallet Foundation, we're an open source project in the Linux Foundation, under specifically the Linux Foundation Europe, where we support the development of interoperable digital wallets. Those wallets can be anything from verifiable credentials to digital assets to payments, anything that you might want to store in a wallet is something that the Open Wallet Foundation is looking to support. We do also have something that's slightly different than other Linux Foundation projects in that we do have a government advisory council So the intent is to get feedback from different government bodies in order to ensure that we are taking the Open Wallet Foundation in a direction that not only the community wants to take, but also in line with some of the new regulations and laws that are coming out across the world. So that's just a high-level overview of what the Open Wallet Foundation is. Again, completely open source. We're 100% open. There's never a pay-to-play to join the Open Wallet Foundation and to participate as a technical contributor. Join our meetings, attend those meetings, bring up your thoughts, your ideas, completely open to learning what people have. We're also looking to have people bring in their projects specifically to the Open Wallet Foundation, whatever those might be that are wallet-specific related. So developers, designers, architects, documentation writers, testers, anyone that might be interested in advancing the Open Wallet is what we're looking to bring into the Open Wallet Foundation. We're vendor neutral. We don't have any specific focus on one vendor or another. So it really is the direction that the community will take us as to what direction the Open Wallet Foundation heads. So there's a lot of times when, people are like, why would we want to contribute to the Open Wallet Foundation? Well, if you're looking to develop collaboratively in the open on wallets and wallet technologies, then the Open Wallet Foundation is the right spot for you. We are designed really to be that collaborative development environment. We're not focused on the specifications, but rather the implementation of the different specifications that are out there and bringing those to the Open Wallet Foundation. So sometimes we get some of these questions when people are looking to think about contributing to the Open Wallet Foundation. The first question is, what if I don't have any collaborators yet? That's okay. Contributing is a great way to find collaborators who are potentially looking to find other people who are working on similar sorts of work. We have a labs group or organization where we bring in code that's kind of that new experimental code. It might be a place where people want to show off what they're working on to see if they can really kickstart that community, bring in other people who are interested in developing the same sorts of things. And so we definitely recommend, even if you don't have any collaborators yet, you're a single individual or a couple of individuals just working on something together, bring that to the Open Wallet Foundation and see what other community members might be interested in also contributing with you. The second question that we tend to get is, do I lose control of my project? The short answer is no. So projects that come into the Open Wallet Foundation will continue to use similar sorts of governance to what they have. So the maintainers list, the contributors, those all remain the same. The Technical Advisor Council is not here in any way, shape, or form to tell people the direction the projects have to go or the roadmap that has to exist. We are here really just to make sure that the projects meet kind of the mission of the Open Wallet Foundation. We're here to help people get started in contributing in an open source manner, to find other collaborators, find other community members who might be interested in helping to participate. So another question is, what kinds of code should be contributed? So this is a brainstorm from an architecture special interest group meeting that we did have. It's been quite a while since we've had this meeting, but there is some information, and we've been really in that architecture special interest group talking about these different ideas about things that could be contributed. I'm going to leave this up here. I'm not going to actually go through each of these bullet points, but just a general idea of the sorts of things that could be of interest, really around key management, the different sorts of wallet engines, the way that you trust those wallets, different sorts of ways in which you might do issuer, holder, verifier wallets, backup, restore, different sorts of things here that are listed. just really to think about how we might bring these things together. I think about the Open Wallet Foundation as a mechanism to create different sorts of libraries and tools that other wallet developers can use to build those wallets and to take those to their users. The next thing I have here is just a project lifecycle. So this is the overall project lifecycle that we have for projects that would come into the Open Wallet Foundation, where we start with a proposal. We propose a project to the Technical Advisory Council. The Technical Advisory Council checks to ensure that things like licensing, things like we do support the developer certificate of origin, things like that are taken care of, that there's an idea that this actually fits with the mission and the vision of the Open Wallet Foundation. So those are the sorts of things that we're really looking for to understand what the maturity of that project is, to understand which particular active stage it heads to, whether it's experimental and should go to labs, whether there is kind of a growth plan for making this project in production ready and to be adopted by other folks, or whether there's already some impact that is happening with this project where people have adopted it. There's good sorts of healthy community, open source community practices that are ongoing. They know how to do releases. They've done long-term supports for their particular project. And so looking at those different stages to try and figure out what the right stage is for a project. And then obviously projects do reach an end of life at some point. And so we do have the emeritus stage for those particular projects. We obviously don't have any projects in that stage yet. We're not old enough to have gone through the entire project life cycle. This is a high level status of kind of what we've been doing in the technical community. There is a lot of information here, a lot of links. Definitely take a look and see what's here. But we have put together governance for the Open Wallet Foundation for the technical projects. We have approved 4 different projects, all in the lab state, from 2 SDJOT projects to a FarmWalker wallet OS. And then just recently we adopted the VC API project. We do have 2 proposals in the pipeline for walletframework.net and an Android identity library that we will be reviewing in our upcoming Technical Advisory Council meeting this Wednesday. For different sorts of community meetings, you can see we do have a number of special interest groups that have been set up. Architecture special interest group, a credential format comparison special interest group, digital wallet and agent overview special interest group, and a safe wallet special interest group. So you can see information about each of these, what they're intending to do and capture in those special interest groups. We also have a task force that's focused on the OpenID for VC, trying to figure out if there are projects that we can bring into the Open Wallet Foundation specifically focused on that particular specification. And then, of course, we do have the Technical Advisory Council meetings that do occur. I have included a community calendar, so you can click on that and see when all of the different different community meetings are occurring. I do have also in the presentation ways to get involved with the Open Wallet Foundation, from joining our mailing list or Discord server. We also have the GitHub repos that you can take a look at, and the community calendar itself. As you may or may not be aware, the Linux Foundation projects are supported by a number of different sponsors. And these are the sponsors that have already signed up, at least as of when I took this screenshot. I do think that we have another one, Microsoft, who should end up in the general sponsors here. Yeah, these are the sponsors that we do have. And I think with that, it was a quick overview. I did really want to get to questions and see where people wanted to take this. And that is all that I have for slides.
Thanks, Tracy. I put the slides in the chat again because there's a lot of great links in there that folks may want to look into. We don't have any questions yet, so I'll kick it off with one.
Okay.
One is there one specific open source license that you're using for all of the projects, or does it depend on the project?
Yeah, so the preferred open source license that we have is Apache 2. We do have the ability to discuss and see if there are other licenses that might meet the needs of the sponsors, and see if those will be accepted as well.
Awesome. Especially because, I know that, you know, some of the projects I may want to donate to OpenWealth Foundation already have some license attached to it. That's good to know. I noticed that, well, first of all, I hope folks notice that DCC is on this list of sponsors, because we're really excited as an organization to be part of this. We think this work is great. One other question I have for you before other people jump in, I hope other folks jump in, because I think there are a lot of folks here are probably curious about this. I saw that VC API is on there, which is yep. Great. Do you now host those meetings at Open Wealth Foundation instead of them being a CCG meeting? Or like, how does that work when they move from like a work item, say at CCG, to Open Wealth Foundation?
Yeah, so these are the projects again. So the community meetings will continue to happen where they are. So for these specification type meetings, they will happen where they are. The Open Wallet Foundation will host any sort of meetings that maybe the maintainers of the project want to host. So to talk about the actual underlying implementation, but not the specification. So we wouldn't take any sort of specification work into the Open Wallet Foundation. It's really just the implementation and the, conversations around, say, the roadmap of the project itself. There might be meetings around that. There might be meetings that people host around, trying to get people interested in contributing source code. I know in some of the other open source organizations that I'm part of, they have things like PIP programming. They have meetings where they do updates on what they're working on. The idea here, it really is not to move work from where it's happening today. Because those groups are already formed. So if there's specification work that's happening in a different organization, that work should continue where it's at. We're really just looking for the work to help people with the actual underlying implementation.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Don't see any questions yet in the chat, so I'll ask you something else. Sure. Can you tell us a little bit about your plan for the pre-IIW meeting on Monday the 9th? I know you are holding a session, and some folks may be interested in that.
Yes, we are holding a session. Let me see if I can bring that up here. Let's see. Hopefully now you can see the developer face-to-face tab that is on the screen. Yeah. Okay, great. So Monday morning, October 9th, 9 to 12 p.m. Pacific, we are hosting a developer face-to-face. The agenda is here on this link. I will put this link in the chat as well. Let me do that right now so I don't forget. Oops. There you go. So really the idea is to get together the different project maintainers, have them discuss the projects that they have contributed in order to get other people, one, interested in contributing to the code and asking questions of those project maintainers. We're also going to be having a workshop where we're going to kind of talk about what sort of components do we want in an open wallet ecosystem. Are there already existing projects that exist out there? What sort of collaboration might we put together between what's happening already in the ecosystem and the Open Wallet Foundation? And just thinking through kind of what the best way is to build out the Open Wallet Foundation. The next thing that we'll be doing, obviously, is brainstorming some potential IIW topics for people to be talking about during the week, and having some, you know, already kind of pre-thought out ideas around IIW. So in the end, there's kind of two goals in my mind for this. One is to get the community together so that we can meet face-to-face and understand who the people are that we've been talking to for the past 6 months to a year, right, depending on whether it was pre-formation or after formation. And, you know, start to build those bonds and those, you know, relationships where it's easier to have these conversations offline, if you will, right, or not face-to-face, but in the, you know, online space, I guess. And then the second thing really is just to understand where people want to take the Open Wallet Foundation. What are the sorts of things that would make sense to contribute to the Open Wallet Foundation that we should be going out and having conversations with others to say, hey, did you know that the Open Wallet Foundation exists? And what are the sorts of projects that you're working on that you might want to bring to the Open Wallet Foundation? I think those are the two major sorts of things that I want to accomplish out of this. And I think that, this is a really good way to do that.
That's awesome, Tracy. I think you guys may know, because we've chatted about it a little bit, that your session, this pre-session, is at the same time as our PlugFest session. So, we're wondering, and you don't have to answer this. I want to put you on a spot, but maybe some of this could get recorded for those of us who can't, make it to both, although we're going to try and divide and conquer, I think. Just something to consider. You don't have to answer that now.
No, that's good. I will have a conversation and see what's possible. I do know that it's a combination virtual in-person functionality here, so there might be some opportunities there, but I make no promises. Obviously, it will depend on what we have available to make this happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And one idea, and I think Simone's in the queue, so I'll call on him next. But one thought about session ideation could be a requirements and needs for education and workforce wallets. Maybe we could co-host a session.
Yeah, that sounds great.
And on our list. Simone, you have the floor.
Thank you. Just as a follow-up to the previous conversation, maybe we can think of a social thing, a mixer at the end of the event. Maybe just, you know, impromptu on-site, let's see what we can do to get the two groups to collide. Okay, my question is, what has been the most frequently asked question for the Open Wallet Foundation to date?
I think that they are the ones that are, let me come back here, are really these sorts of two questions, that tend to get asked most frequently, from people who are looking to participate in the Open Wallet Foundation, whether or not, you know, people can come in who don't have any collaborators yet, maybe they're that single individual. And then, do I lose control of my project? I think that is one of the main questions that people have, as they, join these open source foundations. What exactly does this look like and how do I continue to do the work that I've been doing, without having, any sort of, you know, people stepping in and trying to control, the direction of my project? Daniel, would you say there's other frequently asked questions that you've heard?
There is one question probably most pertinent in my neck of the woods here in Europe, which is how does this relate to the EUDI work, the European Digital Identity Wallet work? And, you know, one, the code that Google is in the process of contributing will be relevant in the EUDI context. I can't say more publicly, but there is going to be some connection there. And we are very hopeful that there is going to be a lot more connection with the EUDI project in the future. Obviously, it's already been announced that the code in Europe is going to be open source, and there is going to be a need to build a strong developer community around that code as well. So You know, in a nutshell, we don't see the work of the Open Wallet Foundation at all to be competitive with what's happening in the EUDI context in Europe, but rather hopefully really helpful to those initiatives. And then maybe one other question that I'm getting sometimes, do you have to be a member in order to contribute code or to use code? And there the simple answer is no, you definitely don't. Those are really two separate things. The members of the Open Wallet Foundation are primarily responsible to make sure that the money that they contribute to Open Wallet is used in a way that makes sense, and which I think is exactly how it should be. But anyone can use code and anyone can propose to contribute code. You don't have to be a member to do so. I know that Tracy, you mentioned that earlier, but this is definitely one of the questions that comes up. And then maybe the last one, which Tracy also mentioned, is how about standards? And just to reiterate, the Open Wallet Foundation is not an SDO. We're not competing with the W3C or the FIDO Alliance or the OpenID Foundation. We're not trying to create new standards, but rather to ensure that everything we do is hopefully based on existing open standards. What we will try to do is bring different code components together that mix and match code on lots and lots of different standards, and hopefully the work of the Open Wallet Foundation is going to contribute to a future where different standards work better together than they already do. But nothing we do is trying to compete with the work of the SDOs.
Thank you. That's really helpful, Daniel. Let me check the queue here. Sharon, you are next.
Thank you. I have a question that's a little bit different than the questions that have been asked before. You mentioned that there was sort of a government advisory group, as well as, you know, work to align it with like UDI. What is your thinking about how this works for companies or organizations that work in the U.S. context where there's not sort of like a global governing body already, like how to enable it, like adoption and sort of use of some of these like open standards?
Tracy, I'm not sure if you want to answer that or if I should take a stab.
Yeah, feel free.
So, you know, this is a huge challenge, and I don't want to go on record and say, yeah, you know, the Open Wallet Foundation has it all covered. We're going to be the magic silver bullet that is going to solve every challenge here. There are some countries and jurisdictions where there is a clear lead by, you know, a certain part of the government, you know, in terms of creating a trust framework and creating probably a reference framework in terms of software and architecture. There are some countries where there are even several different parts of the public sector proposing slightly different things, you know, maybe one in the area of identity and another one in the area of CBDCs, for instance, you know, central bank digital currencies. And then there are countries where the public sector does not have a lot of opinion on how wallets should or should not be created or behave in the future. And then there are, of course, a lot of different companies in a lot of different industries looking at wallets from fairly different perspectives, again, in the identity space or in the payment space or for academic credentials or for authentication and authorization and getting access to cars or hotel rooms or, you know, maybe FIDO pass keys. So this is a very, very complicated space. And if this was Mars and there would be, you know, 20 people who are smart and well-intended, and we would try to figure this out with a clean sheet of paper, I think the answer would look very different. But given the complexity that we're facing, what we're trying to do is basically a bottom-up approach. So we're going out there and we're trying to get as many developers and maintainers as possible to be interested to contribute code to an organization that is attempting to erect a really big tent. And we're trying to do the same thing with governments. And we see that different governments, again, you know, have very different ideas which departments of the government should be responsible for the wallet space. And the hope is that we are going to create and build code together. But in order to do that, we have to build something that is at least as important, which is to build bridges and to build trust. In some cases, even between different parts of the government of the same country, or between different divisions and groups of the same company. And, you know, at the end of that is really to bridge different jurisdictions across boundaries and very different ideas which technologies to use. So all that is to say, this is going to be a long-term effort, and there is no guarantee we're going to succeed. But in our opinion, the best possible hope to get to anywhere anytime soon is to bring the right people together and start asking the right questions and hopefully finding the right answers together.
Thank you, Daniela. We think so too. This is a great way to start. I mean, there are so many different ways of processing even just academic credentials right now. And it's great to have an organization like this where we can really start thinking about not just that, but also, because we're already doing some of that here, right, at CCG, but also thinking about how do these credentials relate to other credentials? And how do wallets become applications, not just, you know, the holding of the credentials, right? How will this evolve over time? And so having, you know, a place where we can meet and discuss these things centrally is pretty great, I think. So thank you for this.
Yeah. And again, you know, the idea is not to compete with someone like the CCG or to compete mm-hmm. with the large scale pilots in Europe or to compete with, you know, any SDO. The hope really is that Open Wallet Foundation is at the same time the least ambitious and maybe most ambitious organization in this space. Least ambitious because we are not trying to champion any one credential format. We're not trying to, the board or Tracy or I as executive director, we don't try to push our own ideas and our own agenda and say this is how the architecture of a global wallet would be, because there are architecture ideas in Europe and Anil has ideas and, you know, there's so many ideas out there. What we're trying to do is create a safe space for people to come together and have discussions together. And hopefully there is going to be consensus, but consensus not in that the Open Wallet Foundation is trying to tell anyone what to do, but consensus in bringing people together who will find common ground and, you know, see how they can bridge the gaps, whether they are technical gaps, whether they are philosophical gaps sometimes or gaps in trust frameworks, and then eventually get to a point where, you know, very different code bases as they're being contributed today are able to be used in a, you know, less in a way that has less and less friction over time. So this is just to say, you know, I really applaud the work that the CCG is doing, and we applaud the work that the W3C is doing, and hopefully we can play a small part in bringing different folks together with different ideas on how to do things.
That's excellent, Daniel. That's really great. Thank you. I do not see anybody else in the queue right now. Tracy, is there anything else you would like to add, or Daniel, before we move on to some IAW ideation here of ourselves?
I think the only thing that I would add is I'm looking forward to seeing, folks here either continue to join the meetings of the Open Wallet Foundation or to begin joining those meetings, and for us to continue to have these sorts of discussions. I think they're very useful to see where everybody is at the moment and to really figure out how we can move this forward.
That's great. Thanks, Tracy. It'll be nice to meet you in person after all this time. Looking forward to that too. Okay, folks, I'm going to open up the floor in the last few minutes that we have for two topics. One is IW ideation for VC Edu. I made a document that you could all, let me see, make sure it's public before I share it. Cause, hold on one second. There we go. I made a document where I just put some thoughts about IW, VC Edu ideation. Nothing in this document will, you know, we won't hold you to anything. I just sort of wanted to put some ideas down. So I sort of just put in two ideas. One is for credential rendering and using render method. The DCC has started working on something, doing that. We actually should be able to demo it later this fall sometime. So we'd love to talk about that. Maybe have a session about that. Also, maybe we do a co-chair session with Open Wallet Foundation about wallet requirements and needs for the space that we're all working in. We do have a requirements document that was more like technical requirements that the DCC did a couple of years ago, I think now. And maybe this could be more of like, you know, what are the needs? What are the user interface needs? You know, what do we really need to do now with these wallets? So I created this document where you can add ideas. You could chime in on ideas that are here. Just something that we could even talk about more at Monday's Plugfest. And if you have any ideas now that you'd like to talk about, that would be great. The floor is open. Nate.
Hey, I'm unfortunately not going to be there to offer the session. I wish I could. One thing that's been on my mind recently has been around presentation requests and the amount of specificity and maybe finding where the limits where a query by example might work. Specifically within the education space, we have, you know, a great standard in open badges that can express a whole lot of different achievements, at skills, competencies, assessments, passing, all the way up through degrees. But the ability for us to query for specific badges that might fit our purposes out of a wallet might be, we certainly can't rely on type-based querying, and query by example might have some issues too. So I'm curious if there's any great thoughts that come out of the people who are showing up at IIW or even in a future VCEDU call to dive into finding more use cases for how do we want to query for badges that meet particular consumers' needs.
Good topic. Thank you, Nate. Okay. Funny, I'm sorry, I'm laughing because I was looking with the transcriber how it just translated what I said. And a cobra cranking it might just be a really good name for a band in the future. So take note of that one. All right, before we close here, we have about 5 more minutes. So feel free to, take that document. I just added edit access to it. Feel free to add to it, play around in there. I mean, this is really just a place for you to ideate. Lastly, in the last few minutes, does anybody have any questions right now about Plugfest logistics? I know it's not a lot of time to ask questions. We do have the Slack where you can ask some more specific questions, but just wanted to open up the floor now since this is the last BC Edu call before we have Plugfest. All right. You are in an unusually quiet group today. I expected lots of questions. I hope you all have a great week, and I'm looking forward to seeing many of you on Monday and next week. And take care. Thank you.